I wanted to share with you two things real quick. Where did I go with my Bible? There it is right here. We are, we just love the Bible, love Bible. And so want to be a Bible church. And when we say a biblical church, we want to be biblically what the Bible says a church is. And there's a lot of liberty in how that's expressed. I'm dealing right now with a lot of different streams, a lot of different denominations. And so what I'm going to say right now is not in any way critical about anything other than more of an allegiance of what from our heart, what we want to walk out and our families. We've got, you know what I mean, multiple of these around the region. And we're committed to obeying what the Lord said about his church on the first day the church was born. Does everybody remember that day? The day of Pentecost, right? Tons of people are gathered in, lots of languages and people. They're in a locked up room, the apostles, Jesus is ascended, and it says suddenly there was a strong sound of a wind and tongues of fire that came. They're filled and they begin to do what? Speak in tongues. And it was known languages there, but they're acting in a very filled, some think erratic way because many thought they were drunk. And so Peter stands up and preaches the first sermon in this new church that's being born on planet Earth. And he does it by starting with this. They're not drunk as some suppose, but this is exactly what the prophet Joel talked about 700 years ago when he wrote in Joel chapter 2, in the last days I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and my sons and my daughters will do what? Prophesy. And so we've made this point here, and we made it again last night, and I'm going to do it just as a couple minute kind of thing, but we're locked in on being a biblical church of what the Bible says the body of Christ should do. And the two primary things the church does is the church has the presence of God. The Spirit is now not just on a couple people and moving over there on that mountain. The Spirit is in and on his people. We're a people of presence and we're a people that prophesy. And what that means, prophesying, that's a big banner kind of word that includes all revelation from heaven, the gospel, the scriptures, impressions in our heart, dreams, visions are mentioned in Joel. Old men will dream dreams and young men will have visions. It's all the communication that God is no longer just giving his spirit putting it in a temple that you have to go through a process to meet with. He's no longer just talking to one guy who goes on a mountain. He's now giving his presence generously to everyone, and he's pouring out his word on everyone, and we're the vessels for that word. So, two things we're just radically committed to because of our Bibles is being a people filled with the presence of God and a people who are speaking the prophetic word of God to one another, to the earth, in prayer, and all those kind of ways. We're locked in. I don't believe that we're a New Testament church if we're not progressing in that. And I say this to us corporately, but I say it to you individually. If you're struggling with doldrums in your life, I'm begging you, please don't just try to pursue more activity, more mission, although those things sometimes can help our hearts. Always go for the presence of God. I think a prayer we ought to pray almost every day is, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Because if you get church and you get baptism and you get doctrine but miss God, you've missed what all those things were about. God is the reward of the gospel. His presence, that I get the Holy Spirit. And so many have, and I do it. You just all of a sudden, you're motoring along. Shoot, I'm doing mission. And I'm doing it without him. And that's tragic because the greatest pursuit of our lives should be to be filled with the presence of God. And we no longer have to beg for that. We got his presence when we were born again, and he's in us, and he's sealed. But though you're sealed, you can live unfilled. Has anybody had that experience? God's there. He's there, way down there, but you're not perceiving and experiencing him. And I hope that word filled with the Holy Spirit is dusted off with any bad impressions you've had from bad models. And there have been plenty. There have been whole movements that have been bad models, but they were sincere. But you know what I mean? They emphasized this gift or that gift or erratic, emotional, blah, blah, whatever. But they were sincere. But I hope that doesn't cause you to miss out on having a hunger to be filled with the Holy Spirit. In all you're getting, get God. In all you're getting, I'm encouraging people last night, I hope you'll be gluttonous on God, that you'll crave God, that your heart will hunger. I think you can know where you are in your spiritual life by how hungry are you for Him. I don't know if it tells you where you are of how hungry you are for His stuff. Now, praise God, He gives us stuff. He'll get us out of hell. He'll pay for our sins. He helps us with our finances. He'll heal our bodies at times or give us endurance to go through the sickness. Praise God for His benefits. But His benefits are really just signs for us to really get the great reward, which is Him. And so I hope we'll become more and more people that are craving His presence and calling out for the Spirit and then trying to pursue, why am I unfilled? Why am I walking around unfilled? And don't settle just for more quiet times and more of this and that. We love quiet times. We love Bible reading. But at the end of that, you do that and don't fill up with Him, then you've missed the point. And may we be a people who hear His word, that we're sheep who hear the shepherd's voice. There's nothing so wonderful than personally hearing Him, like a verse becomes just really alive to you. And you're like, oh, He's saying that right to my heart. Or someone comes and says something to you, or you feel a leading and a heart for someone and you speak that to them. We did it last night in our lab time again and trained. And shoot, Alita was telling me she prophesied to 4 people after we closed the service. Some of the best ministry happens on Saturday night as people just minister and give words to people. And you'll see this faith come and joy come as you freshly hear from God. God has set up a dynamic, and when He created us, He created our hearts to be filled with Him, and He created us to walk by faith. And you can't walk by faith without the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, a Word of Christ. So faith's not something I sit in a chair and work up. Faith is something that is a reflex, a response to the Word of God being fresh to my heart. And so I just want to encourage us, let's be a people that carry the Word. Let's speak scriptures to one another. Let's take impressions. When you pray for someone, and we'll do this here in just a minute, the Lord will kind of, you know, move your heart to pray certain things for a person. And when you pray it, it's so encouraging for them to hear the fresh Word of God. So may we be a people of presence and a people who are prophesying. And may the Lord dust off both those beautiful biblical words so that they become just a normal walk for us where we're not being showy, but we're being a biblical people filled with the Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that You would increase hunger within this spiritual family to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Our best moments in life have been when we were touched by You. I mean, the best moments were when we were filled with You. You touched us, You convicted us, You refreshed us, You encouraged us alone or through somebody else. We love being with You. You designed us this way. And so I pray that You would free us from all substitute feeding, where we're filling up on this or that and living without You. Lord, shift our hearts that we might feed on what's best. And then, Lord, I pray we'd be a people who are growing confident in hearing Your word and speaking Your word, preaching the gospels, prophesying, speaking to someone if something's on our heart for them. I pray that we'd be Your prophesying community, no longer just one guy, but a whole family, hearing and speaking Your word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.